It was the fabric softener that clinched it for my mom. I was now officially a millennial after a Yahoo listicle pointed her toward what all my generation has been killing. "It's that," she said. "That's the thing they are all killing that fits you to a T." I explained that it was just unnecessary chemicals on my clothes. What was the need? She pounced. "That's exactly what the article said. You're one of them." "Well, you don't know me, listicle." So I had to go find the source. I wasn't sure which article she had culled that information from, but it might have sunk in by osmosis. The big cleaning cabal has been lamenting their poor sales to eager business writers with a deadline crunch since about 2015. In all the articles, the companies doth protest that millennials don't understand the value or even the function of fabric softeners. Well, checkmate for Big Clean, because that is entirely true. I do not. I was a spoiled one, doing laundry first when I got to college. Armed with my detergent, all my darks and lights in one hamper, and a fistful of quarters, I was asked by the ancient machine to pour in a fabric softener when a mysterious yellow light appeared during the cycle. Who has time for that? I had procrastinating my class assignments to do. I couldn't be babysitting a machine. What year was it? So I continued to forego that fabric softener, even as I learned to separate colors, bought my own washer and dryer, integrated my husband's undies with mine, and had him gently suggest that some things, like his fancy-schmancy work shirts, might need the delicate cycle with delicate soap. So I grabbed myself a Woolite in the store while the downy bear got nary a glance, partially because the more you stare, the creepy and more judgmental he gets, but also because less harsh soap made more sense. Fabric softener still does not. Are we doing this because this is what we've always done? One of the hallmarks of being a millennial doesn't seem just to fight against smelling like an artificial flower, but the bristling against the idea that we do this because this is how it's always been done. Okay, but am I still missing the point about fabric softener? So I turned to Wikipedia. Yes, I know Wikipedia. But hey, this is 15-ish years later. I don't have as much time, and I also have kids screaming in the house while dinner is simmering. I kind of need that information fast. Sir Wiki states that machines put stress on textiles, and air drying makes them rough. Well, all right. I nod along while reading, remembering that my grandma air dried her wash next to the boilers in the basement. Her towels were next level in home skin exfoliation. They were rough. Then the wiki talked about how in the US and UK with machine dryers, softeners were more for the smell and anti-static elements. Below that, it warned there was also a possibility of skin irritation and flammability, much like the dinner I am slightly ignoring while writing this. There it is. The pro? It smells good. Con? Skin irritation and flammability? I think I'll pass on the need to smell like a meadow of flowers. Maybe make a decision not born from a need to air dry clothes. But that said, if air drying becomes the next big hipster thing, say an artisanal approach to laundry, and we need a fluffy bear to help us mend our over exfoliated skin, maybe it'll be time for us to go back to that sun-filled meadow. I'm Cassie McClure. This is my so-called millennial life.